Hello again. Now, as autumn rumbles on, we're just fielding a few early flu vaccination inquiries, as always this time of year. The jabs are not quite arrived in the surgeries as yet, but imminent. Typically, I say this and then I'm gently informed the next day that the shelves are creaking with vaccine packs. Ooh, if so, well, that's life. Anyway, no changes to the at-risk groups who were previously advised to have a flu jab this year. The planning starts in earnest in maybe early spring as we gain vital flu strain vaccination information. At that time, as flu lands and spreads in Asia and the Far East, including Australia. This year in the Isle of Man, your friendly flu vaccination will contain once more, as usually is the case, two varieties of type A killed virus and a type B strain. Type B being a less severe version, usually. Repeat after me, you cannot catch flu from the flu jab. Physically impossible. It's a killed virus of the strain which is circulating in the Far East and beyond. You physically cannot pick up flu from it. Not possible. Now, without sounding a bit alarmist, and forever after the flu season has passed, we all just think, oh, that wasn't that bad. Whew, what was all the fuss about? But given that what happens over there will in due course arrive over here, in this year anyway, Australia has had a humdinger of a flu season. It's normally between June and September, peaking in August, they get their flu. But this year, nearly 300,000 cases have been officially logged in Australia. Experts suggest that this is about 10% of the actual figure, as most of us, of course, never seek medical advice about flu, so hence it remains unlogged and under the radar, so to speak. So maybe, just maybe, we're in for something unusual this year. You're just saying that to scare us, some may think. Why would we do that? It's a free country, we all have choices. But for some, say with serious lung disorders, severe asthma or COPD or the like, a bout of flu is the last thing you would need, likewise pregnant ladies and a long, long list of other potential candidates, including, of course, the over-65s once more. The lists are readily available from any suitable health-related website in the UK, including the gov.im local version. However, strangely, tapping influenza in the search box on gov.im and what arrives? Two mentions of equine flu and one of avian flu. What? It's true. It's official. Horses and wild birds, maybe parrots are up there on the website, reading what they need to do to prevent this stuff spreading. So, if you say mucking out your horse at the crack of dawn, maybe you should just pop a pair of reading glasses on its snout, then balance an iPad on its front hooves, so your equine friend can get the latest advice about this year's flu. For humans, let's slang it a bit. Just tap in flu on the gov.im website, and then all is revealed. The humanoid version appears. You think I'm joking? Read it for yourself. Meanwhile, in the surgery and at meds, it's steady as you go. Lots of croup still weirdly. That is slightly unusual, but just illustrates the infectivity of certain strains of what we call URTI viruses, upper respiratory tract viruses. It's going about. We'll keep you posted. Until next week, cheerio.